Governor Kasich says Ohio's economy has improved significantly since he took office. Speaking to business leaders a couple of months ago, Kasich said revenues are up.
Now, we've had about a $10 billion turnaround in 2 years. I come in, we were $8 billion in the hole. We're now going to be, at the end of the fiscal year, about $2 billion surplus. And that's in 2 years.
Federal and state statistics prove revenues are indeed up in Ohio. So is the number of housing permits issued, and the number of new business filings is also increasing. But likely Democratic gubernatorial candidate Ed Fitzgerald says new federal and state numbers prove things are not looking up for the state's overall economy.
There have been a lot of comments made by the governor that Ohio's economy is a miracle, and these latest statistics are just the most recent example that just is not the case.
Numbers from the U.S. Department of Labor and the state's Department of Job and Family Services show Ohio's unemployment rate rose in June to 7.2%. That's up from May's jobless rate of 7%. In fact, the statistics show Ohio lost 12,500 jobs in June. Only Tennessee lost more jobs in June. That makes Ohio second worst in the nation when it comes to job losses. There's another trend here. Ohio's growth rate is 0.3% over the past year, while the growth rate for the nation is more than 1.6%. Fitzgerald says those numbers prove Ohio is on the wrong track.
There has been an overall economic improvement in the country, and the question is, are we above average or below average in terms of job creation in the last year or so? And the answer is, it's not just this month's bad job numbers. It's the fact that if you go back 12 or 13 months, we're consistently below the national average. And the budget that just passed is not going to help this situation any. The fact that sales taxes are going up for everybody, the fact that virtually everybody's property taxes are going to go up, this is going to make the state, I think, a less attractive place to do business. It's going to make it a less attractive place for entrepreneurs to locate their job-creating entities.
So where are the major job losses in Ohio? The statistics show 7,100. More than half of the jobs lost in June were local government jobs. Fitzgerald says those jobs are teachers, firefighters, police officers, and others that make communities thrive. And he says those job losses are due to Governor Kasich and his fellow Republicans who've been taking away state funding to local communities in the past couple of years. In a written statement, Rob Nichols, spokesman for Governor Kasich, takes a different view of the job situation in Ohio. Nichols says, quote, Ohio's labor force grew by 6,000 last month and by 27,000 so far this year because so many Ohioans have a renewed confidence in Ohio's economic opportunities, unquote. Nichols says Ohio has to keep pushing forward with job-friendly policies at work, fiscal responsibility, tax cuts, streamlined regulations, and workforce training so more Ohioans can share Ohio's economic recovery. Ohio's unemployment rate at 7.2% is better than the nation's unemployment rate. It stands at 7.6%. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.